We're going live. Are we going live? You're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Thursday. It's Boxing Day. I hope you're having a relaxing afternoon. I have just gotten off a plane and dropped my girls, and now I'm home alone, and I've got my beverage, and I got some Packers fans, and the Packers are finished with practice, and Matt LaFleur has spoken, and the coordinators are about to talk, and that always puts me to sleep. So I thought I'd come on here and talk to you fine folks. Hey, Nagler, let's talk some playoffs. Keith, what about that, huh? Winning the division. Here's to that. Merrill follows it up aptly with "The North is not enough." Some fine t-shirts they were handing out there on Monday night. When will you be able to say if Gary is a bust? If he becomes a bust, which he most certainly is not right now. What an incredible question. I highly recommend, I'm going to shoot this into the chat for you since you either missed it or chose to ignore it. Here you go. Bringing Rashawn Gary along slowly is a luxury that is paying off. A excellent piece at one website entitled CheeseheadTV.com. Here, let me put that in the chat there. Go read that and come back to me. Glad you had a good Christmas. Season is ending up nicely. Paul, it is indeed, and Christmas was lovely. Wisconsin is always great. Gary is kicking ass. You got that right. Does this team need B.J. Raji to make a deep run into the playoffs? Matub? I mean, if Marshawn Lynch can come back. David, what's up, man? Thanks for stopping by. The piece on Gary was spot on. Paul, I tend to agree. Do you think Dexter Williams will play this week? There's a good chance. Jamal Williams dealing with that shoulder. You have to think there's at least a possibility that we might see some Dexter Williams. But I'll tell you what, speaking of possibilities, there are all sorts of possibilities when you're hungry. But you don't want to leave your hunger on the sidelines. Tackle it the right way at Festival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers. From their fan-favorite Festi Burgers to must-have game day wigs and a legendary towering T-bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. Want more mouthwatering options? Explore all of their game day worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. That's festfoods.com/tailgating. I'm going to be doing some tailgating myself on Sunday, all by myself, because I'll be doing the watch party by myself. Corey will be getting ready for New Year's Eve, LiveX as usual. We'll be producing the web stream. And I'll be watching the Packers take on the Lions right here on the old YouTube channel. So I hope you guys can join me. Probably not green. Thanks for the super chat. Do you agree with reporters saying Blake Martinez is overrated? And if so, should we bring him back knowing he will need the big bucks? Ooh, a lot going on there. A lot of stuff I've covered before. So longtime viewers will probably know the answer here. I think Martinez is much better than much of the internet gives him credit for. I do think they need to improve at that position, and I think they will do so by the draft via draft this offseason, because I do expect them to allow Martinez to walk, because he is going to get a monster payday and it is not going to be from the Green Bay Packers. This is a huge game. Well, Nick, that's the thing. It's like you look at Detroit, where they're at, losing streak, etc., and you think, okay, should walk in there and blow them away. But man, any given Sunday, as Matt LaFleur is fond of saying, this league will humble you quick, and they're coming off a big, big win on Monday night. Got to stay focused, because if they do win it, you get that first round bye, get nice and healthy for that divisional game, and then you only need to win two games to get to the Super Bowl rather than three. I'm down for that. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. Does it worry you that we took off yesterday from practice and just a walkthrough today? No. They had off last Wednesday and then, you know, came in on Thursday and had a longer day and blah, blah, blah. And everyone, when the offense started with the fumbles and the interception, people were like, oh, they shouldn't have given them off. And then by the half, you know, they come out halftime and they're scoring points and everyone's like, oh, we're happy we won. You know, no, doesn't worry me at all. Matt LaFleur, if he's proven anything here, his first season at the helm in Green Bay, is that he has his finger on the pulse of this team and he knows what's best for it. And if he thinks they needed to be off, I am all in on them being off. If he thinks they need to work, I'm all in on them needing to work. Matt LaFleur has pretty much, at least for this season with this squad, shown that he knows what the hell is up. wouldn't that be a bitch if the Lions stun us in the 40? Don't hit it. Okay, let's not live in hypotheticals, shall we? I rewatched the game. Rashawn Gary really played well. Agreed. I think he had one of his better games, no doubt about it. I just wish he'd get on the field a little bit more, but it does seem like they are rotating him in a little bit more. You saw more Fackrell down the stretch on Monday night, which I kind of understand because, you know, you're tightening things up. You don't want any mistakes, etc. But earlier in the game, you saw Gary quite a bit, and I do think he acquitted himself pretty darn well. Seth, thanks for the super chat. Tips on dealing with pregnancy through Z. He got me too. Seth, I think he impregnated a lot of us on Monday night. For those of you who may have missed gut reactions, I led with, I think Zadarius got me pregnant. Because holy cow, that was a sexy performance. What's Graham's role on this team? You know, come in as a situational pass catcher and get paid a lot of money to do so. I will say, and I've mentioned it several times here, he has really improved his blocking acumen. Now, I don't ever want him blocking an edge, and I don't ever want to depend on the guy to protect Aaron Rodgers. But in the run game, he's really done some nice stuff. Doesn't get mentioned a lot, doesn't get highlighted, but he's improved in that regard. Now, I already know that the pushback I'm going to hear is, oh, but they're paying him all this money. I don't care what they're paying. They paid him it. They made that decision back in the spring. He's on the team. I'm looking at what he does. I'm looking at the tape. I'm not looking at his contract. And that's what you see. Stefan, thanks so much for the super chat. Merry Christmas, Aaron. Will there be another Nagler's Never Right coming up soon? Well, we were going to try and get LaFleur on it, but then he called in a transplant. So hopefully, I'm talking to Aaron Jones about getting on Nagler's Never Right. So hopefully that'll happen this week. Or if not this week, next week after the regular season's over. I'm getting my tickets through Ticket King, but where would you recommend in Ford Field? I've never been there before. It's not a bad venue. You're pretty safe no matter where you end up. Where the press box is, that side of the field, I can't remember if it's north or south, but as long as you're not, there's a section, I'm trying to think what section it is, opposite of the press box, where all the TV stuff is, etc. There's a kind of a, I don't know what you'd call it, a big kind of cavernous area. I'd probably try and avoid that. You'll probably know what I'm talking about if you look at the map. But other than that, I think they're all pretty good seats. All I want for Christmas is a Jair Alexander pick six. Justin, I hear that. Nice to see wide receiver buy into the run game and blocking well. William, I definitely agree. You heard Matt LaFleur talk about it earlier today. Certainly something that it didn't seem to be kind of manifesting itself earlier this season. But as the year has gone on, it certainly has shown up on tape. And it certainly showed up on Monday night. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Matt should get more talked about when it comes to coach of the year? I do, but ultimately I'm not surprised that he isn't. It is kind of a double-edged sword because it's dismissed because he has Aaron Rodgers, but then everyone talks about how Aaron Rodgers is having a quote-unquote down year. You know, I do think he's done an insanely – I mean, he's just done a great job for a first-time head coach. Be handed this, you know, venerable franchise, this, you know, one of the most recognized brands in the world. And he's, you know, been given control and he's led them to the playoffs. And he's kept them healthy. And that's the other thing. It's like, I think a lot of people would say, well, you know, he hasn't really had to face adversity, so to speak, because of the lack of injuries. But I think the lack of injuries is a large part due to Matt LaFleur's handling of the team. And, you know, people talking about, well, are you worried that they're getting rest? No, because they're healthy. And history will show you that the healthy teams are usually the ones that go on runs. So, especially this time of year. So, I don't know, man. I understand why he probably won't get talked about in that regard. Just because, you know, for various other reasons. Guys around the league, stepping into positions where maybe they didn't have Aaron Rodgers, etc. But he's done a hell of a job. There's no question about it. I do think it'll probably end up being Sean Payton just because of the stretch he went on with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. They basically just kept winning. It was pretty impressive in that regard. What's the biggest weakness of this team? Consistency, a lack thereof. If you're talking about from a coordinator aspect, looking at either the offense or the defense, you know, you'd like to say they've done a good job of shoring most of them up. I do think there is a general lack of explosiveness, big playability on offense, and they've got to earn everything. You know, Aaron Jones getting that touchdown, that big touchdown run, that's a decent anomaly there. You know, they have had to go on some really extended drives, whereas, you know, when MVS and Rodgers are hooking up week one, you thought, okay, here's some explosion. You're going to see big plays. And then they had the Raiders game and like they were throwing it all over the yard. But for the most part, this offense has been, you've got to work to get everything, as opposed to, you know, being able to rip off some chunk plays, some explosive plays, you know, every couple drives. I think they do a good job of manufacturing some of that stuff, but you know, I think that's the one thing where if defenses just make you earn it each and every time, the Packers have shown that they are either going to, you know, have a false start, or they're going to have a, you know, holding call or sets them back, or they're going to have a delay a game, et cetera, some self-inflicted injury. Now, that's not to say it happens all the time. It doesn't even happen every game. But more often than not, that has reared its ugly head throughout this season. What game this season was a signature win? Devin, Monday night, 100%. I mean, that's the win of LaFleur's young career so far. I mean, I know we all had fun with the Dallas game, and undoubtedly there have been games along the way that, you know, you've looked at and said, that's a big win. But, man, Monday night was absolutely it. I mean, as far as overcoming adversity, those three first-half turnovers, sticking with the plan, defense rising to the occasion. Yeah, I don't think there's any question. In that environment, against your division rival for the division, yeah, I'd definitely say Monday night. Lewis, thanks for the super chat. Man, what's going on with Rodgers underthrowing? Well, you know, we've talked about it for years. I mean, this is not a new thing. The lack of attention to fundamentals has robbed him of his ability to get, you know, that really deep stuff. You know, he had that one to Lazard. Lazard's got the guy beat by a step and a half up the left sideline. If he steps into it and uses his power, you know, you get your power, the torque from your core. You know, turning and stepping into your throw and getting that torque of your body, that's what gives you the majority of your power. But he's gotten so used to this, you know, flick it thing that has not been the same since he broke his collarbone. I don't think that it's a mystery at this point. You add in age and coming off that injury, and what used to be a flick of the wrist for Aaron is no longer part of his arsenal. He's got to, you know, work on stepping into these things. And I think his accuracy in general on Monday night was pretty off. I wrote that in Gut Reactions as well. And, you know, to his credit, you know, he played a very good game in regards to the game plan, getting things out in rhythm. You saw a lot of stuff in rhythm on Monday night in a way that hadn't been there for a number of weeks. All those frustrating offensive games against, you know, Washington, Chicago, New York. Didn't see any of that on Monday night. I saw a lot of on-time throws in rhythm. It synced up to the, you know, the wide receiver running the pattern on top of his drop, find his guy, let it rip. And you saw that over and over again in a way that we had not seen in quite some time. A month ago, you tweeted out, you wouldn't be surprised if LaFleur sought out his own guy for defensive coordinator next year. Do you feel that's still the case after the performance of the defense lately? Frank, I do not. I mean, like I said, like you're intimating here, I did say, you know, the frustration was they kept allowing big play after big play after big play. If that were to continue and the defense kept giving up huge gains and lots of points, et cetera, then, yeah, I wouldn't have been surprised if LaFleur had wanted to make a change. But they have certainly turned things around, especially I think it's all started with shoring up their run defense. Everything has kind of flowed off of that. So, yeah, now I would very much surprise me if LaFleur wanted to make that move. William Walker, thanks for the super chat. Difference in making and winning playoffs. Irwin equals the difference in making and winning playoffs. I don't know about that, William. That feels a bit much, but he has certainly been an important contributing factor. And he certainly brought life to a special teams unit that was DOA. And I loved the way they used him on that jet sweep stuff on Monday night. And they used it repeatedly. As Rodgers said today at his locker, you know, you looked at lots of plays coming off similar action that Irvin, that one time they did toss it to him, But another time, you know, they ran inside. One time they dropped back play action pass. One time was the Aaron Jones touchdown. So, yeah, the ability, his speed certainly brings something to the table and his shiftiness on offense. But then you look at his return ability, he's obviously given them something there, the spark. And that's a tremendous find by Brian Gutekunst. Are we going to have to go and get a new middle linebacker after this season? Isaiah, probably. I think they'll probably draft one, an inside linebacker. I doubt they'll spend in free agency. You know, but I do think it'll be a priority come draft weekend. My goal at first was just to win one playoff game because we haven't made it in 2 years, but now I think Super Bowl. Aaron, nothing wrong with saying the Super Bowl. I know people are going to, you know, tut tut and say that's ridiculous and blah, 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 and oh, they're not good enough to beat all these other teams and whatever. Ignore all that noise. Think Super Bowl. Why not? This team wins on Sunday. It's got a week off, and then it has to win two games. Two games to get to the Super Bowl. They've won 12, and if they win on Sunday, they will have won 13 and lost three. Played 16 games, won 13 of them. They can win two more. Do not for a second stop thinking Super Bowl. Hey, man, go Pack, go. Will there be a lot of Packer fans in Detroit? Steven, I would think so. I mean, you know, I think it's going to be a pretty dreary affair, actually, because Detroit's season has just been dead for a while now. Ashad Robinson, I know, is not doesn't look like he's going to be able to go. And that means the Packers are probably going to be able to run all over. I think it's going to get, I think it's going to get late real early in Detroit for the Lions fans. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Yo, Nag, sorry I'm late. Spotted cow on me next time you're in Wisco. Thank you, sir. Never one to turn down a spotted cow. And I certainly didn't turn him down last night. Woo, doggy. Is there going to be a watch party? Ryan, yes. It'll be me and Packerman watching your Green Bay Packers take on the Detroit Lions right here on the YouTube channel. All right. I'm going to have to jump, guys. But just remember, do not leave your hunger on the sidelines. Tackle it the right way at Estival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers. From their fan-favorite Festy Burgers to must-have game day wings and their legendary towering T-bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. You want more mouth-watering options? Because I know you do. Explore all of their game day-worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. That's festfoods.com/tailgating. And please, while you're here, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks so much, everybody. Go Pack, go.